The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We got lots of calls. It's Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you. Only the first three movies, by the way. And then Clone Wars. That's okay, the cartoon. And then Mandalorian. But that's it, okay? That's it. Old school. We're going to get to calls in a second. Should I talk about the news if it's about me? What do you think?
Who would know it any better than you?
That's a good point. I have good sources about me. Why? Because on Google Alerts, my name just cropped up 20 minutes ago. And there's a story from those scumbags at BuzzFeed. And it's really interesting. And it makes me angry as well. Flynn, Bannon, Manafort, Ivanka. Private emails from inside the Mueller investigation. Whoa! Okay, what do they say? 5 days before Donald Trump was sworn in as president, his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, they want you to think he's nasty, sent an email to the person Trump had chosen as his deputy national security advisor, a friend of the show, Katie McFarlane. I have some important information that I want to share that I picked up on my travels over the last month, Manafort wrote to KT. Manafort's ties to foreign leaders had already attracted the scrutiny of the FBI. Like what ties? Exactly. And McFarland wasn't sure if she should take him up on his offer. So she sent him an email. She sent an email to her boss, Mike Flynn, the incoming national security advisor. Given all that is going on, should I meet with him? Katie asked. Reply from Mike Flynn, General Flynn. I would not meet with him until we're in the hot seat. Unknown who he is working for, and perception would not be good, especially now. Wow. Yeah, right. Excellent. Well done, Mike. These emails, now here is where it gets interesting. These emails are part of a cache. And it's not cachet. Cachet is when you've got cool. Okay, don't mix the two things up. I've got cachet with the cool kids and a cache of weapons. I hate it when people mix that up, okay? I know I'm a pedant, but it's the English language. These emails are part of a cache of nearly 300 pages of documents from former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign. Pay attention. I'm going to return. The Trump campaign that were turned over Monday to BuzzFeed News and CNN. Well, isn't that interesting? In response to a Freedom of Information Act, the records, emails, texts, and memos seized from subjects and witnesses contain previously undisclosed details about the Trump campaign's discussions involving Russia. Here is where I come into the story. The records also show that Jared Kushner, Ivanka, and Donald Trump Jr. were deeply involved in the early stages of the campaign. What? Is that news? Ivanka told the co-chair of the campaign that Donald Jr. could recommend military advisors, and Kushner discussed his secret meeting with Henry Kissinger. What do you mean, secret meeting? And in a document titled National Security Memo Number 4, Sebastian Gorka, A future advisor to the president warned the campaign that Russia was a, quote, criminal enterprise, and that Putin would only respond to a, quote, determined show of force. Now, there's two reasons that this is fascinating to me, not just because I'm a subject of this story, but number one, what did I say in that memo? Russia is a criminal enterprise, and that Putin would only respond to a determined show of force. So I guess Donald Trump wasn't colluding with the Russians. Interesting. So the Mueller probe was a hoax. And secondly, maybe I should sue somebody. Because these documents come from the Mueller probe that was looking into ties between the campaign and Russia. I never worked for the campaign, Mr. Mueller. I was never an employee of the Trump campaign, DOJ. I had an exclusive NDA contract between my company and the Trump organization. So how the hell did you get my memo? Because if it's based upon warrants, you got it illegally, because I never worked for the campaign. Yeah, I think I'll talk to some lawyers. Maybe I could get a swimming pool out of this. What do you think? All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Stacy, California, line one.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you. It's the first time calling in, and I got in. It was amazing.
Wow! Congratulations. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you. I love you. And I love Trump, and I will vote for him again and again. I just wanted to
only once in each election, okay? Only once. It's the Democrats that do the vote early, vote often, okay? Carry on.
Well, I meant maybe he could be vice president and then president again, or, you know, something. Anyway, I wanted to respond to the guy who blames Trump for deaths from these vaccines. And I want to say all Trump did was get rid of the bureaucratic red tape.
Yes.
So that the vaccines could go forward quickly in an emergency fashion. He wasn't in the lab making the damn shot. You know, so
right.
And I'm not getting them either for reasons I probably won't talk about. But I know a lot of doctors are coming out now. They're building alliances against these vaccines because they're not really vaccines.
Which is actually a factual statement. The Johnson & Johnson is a vaccine. The other two are not. But the fact is, what you said is exactly right. The remarkable thing is he got them done in a year. If you want to take them, take them. If you don't, don't. It's that easy.
Yeah, but no mandates. This mandate,
yes.
Passport mandates. Britain's gone crazy over there.
Britain is out of control. And I'm thinking about whether I should even use this service at the airport called Clear. Because Clear, the company that expedites you through like TSA pre-check, is talking about collaborating with a vaccine passport scheme. Guys, the second you do that, I'm canceling my service and I'm not going to be the only one. Stay on the line, Stacey. Great call. Let's give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to Gabby, line two, Atlanta. Gabby.
I think, Seb.
Hey.
I think you're talking about me and it's Debbie.
Debbie? God, clean Jeff's ears out. It says on my screen. I'm going to take a photograph right now so everybody believes me. It says... Gabby, okay, guys on, can you see that? Can the guys on Rumble, I'm going to blow it up. It says, can you see Gabby, okay? Proof, sorry, not my problem. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I just got an email from Fox News saying that
yes.
Trump launches new communications platform. Please tell us all how it works and how we can support our president.
I'm on live radio. I haven't even read the article. You've got to read it. All I do know, Eric checked it out, is that it's not an alternative yet to Twitter or Facebook. It's a platform for staying in touch with him and for getting updates. So you can subscribe and you don't have to go to his webpage every day to find out his latest statements. So that's all I know right now, Gabby. So you know as much as I do. But guys, it's on my Twitter feed. It's on my Facebook page. Read the whole article and go to 445office.com. Go there right now. The president's exclusive webpage, 45office.com. Okay. Quickly, Dale, Detroit, line 5.
Yeah, hey, Doc, I got to disagree with you a little bit on the Star Wars movie.
Ooh, go ahead. Dangerous waters, but carry on.
I agree the first two are the best, kind of like the Star Trek. The first two are the best.
Yes.
But the third one, I was kind of partial to Rogue One as my third favorite.
You know what I got to say about Rogue One? Here is, okay, the wisdom from the mountain.
Okay.
It could have been worse. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, but some of the other ones were a lot worse.
This is true. Okay, Dale, just for you, I'm going to say Rogue One gets an honorable mention. Is that fair?
That's fair. I didn't mind Solo either too much.
Yeah, Solo was, oh my gosh, it's such a, the whole scene at the beginning and the fake thermite grenade. It was like, it's hokey. It was like a high school attempt at making a Star Wars movie. Again, could have been worse, but Rogue One was better. Okay, Dale, give the man a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. John in Cleveland, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't miss anything. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Check out our store. Do you want to wave the America First flag with pride? Then go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka for the videos and check out our amazing products at sebgorkastore.com. SEBGORKA. sebgorkastore.com. Don't touch that dial. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. If you are suffering daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, please, I implore you, this is a personal request, try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. Do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, for almost a decade. I took Relief Factor morning and evening, just one packet. 2 weeks later, my back pain was gone. Gone! And I'm still free of back pain 2+ years later. That's the story of tens of thousands of Americans across the country. And really, it should be you. It really deserves to be you. And there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack from relieffactor.com right now or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Don't put up with it any longer. Give yourself a chance. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refused to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance.
My brilliance. That is actually not propaganda. It's not comedy. It's what the CIA think should be a CIA officer. Because she's fighting the patriarchy. How about fighting flipping terrorists? You disgrace. Let's take a call before our next guest, John in Cleveland, line 3. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Yeah, first time caller.
Welcome.
I got in. I'm pleased. I've been listening, man. This is great.
Good.
Yeah, no, I saw that, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, basically, I was thinking because I was in the Navy years ago, and I was thinking, isn't she exactly the kind of person you don't want in the CIA?
Yes! Exactly! Somebody who's so full of themselves. That would make a great spy. I mean, just, I'm so excellent, I work for the CIA.
She just admitted she's got mental anxiety.
Yes!
It's like, dude, no, you're out. You're gone. Thank you for replying.
And she's also admitted she's got a chip on her shoulder because of her ethnicity and because of the patriarchy. Well, I'm sorry. Get out of here. If you've got ideological chips, multiple chips on your shoulder, you can't serve the interests of the nation. Because guess what? The CIA doesn't work for Latinas. The CIA doesn't work for women and the oppressed. The CIA works for all Americans. Great call. Let's give John, first-time caller, also a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Thank you for calling. And I could milk that for weeks. We're going to use that ad, and we're going to see it as evidence of everything that is wrong with this administration for the foreseeable future. But let's get back to taking America back. Very excited now. We've got somebody from the great Commonwealth of Virginia who enlisted in the Marine Corps, age 17. Semper Fidelis, ended up as a defense counsel, a prosecutor, special assistant U.S. attorney, and is now running for the position of attorney general in Virginia. Chuck Smith, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Are you crazy? What are you doing running for public office?
You would think. Yeah, especially with the woke people out here. They're probably thinking that we should be back on the plantation asking for parishions or handouts. But no, we're trying to get Virginia back. We're trying to bring the Constitution back. We're trying to get the woke people out of destroying or deriding the Constitution, get us back to our guaranteed constitutional rights. That's what we're doing, and that's why I'm running.
So here's my question to you, as a person who loves Virginia, who's witnessed what has happened to it in the last decade since I've been working in D.C. A lot of people would say to you, Chuck, that this is pointless. This is a Sisyphean task. Virginia is gone. It's dem. What's your response to them?
We can't give in. We can't surrender. You know, this is our country, too. And we have values. We have views. We have faith. The Constitution was not written just for one segment of the people. It was written, as you noted in your last comment, for all Americans, for everyone. And there's something called guaranteed rights. And unfortunately, the Virginia Code is not superior to the Constitution. So what we see here in Virginia with the administration, with the statewide leadership, is that they don't believe the Constitution has a place in America anymore. That they can keep us in masks indefinitely. They can let businesses go under. They can entertain these crazy ideas like critical race theory. They can entertain Biden's H.R. 1 in here, Virginia. And I don't see that as happening. As Attorney General, those are the things that I will stop.
Okay, so give me your take then on what you've witnessed. You've served this nation honorably for decades. Not only were you really born on the 4th of July?
Yes, I was born on the 4th of July. 4th
of July.
Imagine that.
Marine, JAG, legal professional. What do you say to, with regards to what's happened in America in the last year and a half when it comes to race relations? What's the reality, Chuck Smith, and what do we do about it?
Well, the reality is that the Civil War was not fought yesterday. The reality is that Black Americans, White Americans, Asian, Hispanic Americans have all excelled in a variety of occupations, interests, and sports over the years. No one needs a handout. People need to apply and apply themselves, and that's what we see. We don't need people to be given things. We need people to work for those things. We don't need people to bring down the Constitution. We need people to build it up. The Constitution is there to protect all of us. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have Virginians who, you know, believe that they can follow Nancy Pelosi, they can follow Biden into this. Let everybody enter the United States platform. No, there's certain rules and regulations. People need to be held accountable. People need to come through our front door. These are the things I'm fighting for. This is why I'm running for office.
All right. Very impressive. Here's the big question with regards to a phrase you used at the beginning of our interview. You talked about the plantation, not the old plantation of the Southern Democrats, but the modern political plantation of the modern radicalized Democrat Party. Are you, Chuck Smith,
absolutely,
are you satisfied with what black leaders have done to get black Americans off the Democrat plantation?
Absolutely no. I'm not. I think they can do a heck of a lot more. You know, we need to stop bending down and cowing down and dumbing down black America. Black America is extremely smart. White America, Asian America, we have so much talent in this country. And we need to stop believing that, we need a handout. We need reparations. We need this. No, what we need is to have our children, have our communities, have our businesses excel and prosper. This is a country that was built on fortitude and faith. And I think we've come a long way from that. I say in a lot of my speeches, we need to get God back. We need to get our yes. faith back, our family back, get those values back.
He's from Virginia Beach. Follow him right now at Chuck for AG. That's the number for Chuck for AG. You can find out more about him and support him at Chuck Smith for AG. That's Chuck Smith, the number for AG.com. Chuck, in the last minute we have with you, what is your message to all Americans, not just those in the Commonwealth, who in the last couple of years have decided they stole the election, they're canceling us on social media, it's never going to come back, and we should just resign ourselves to this radicalism taking over America?
Yeah, so this is not the United States of the Democratic Party. This is the United States of America. This is not one world order. It's one nation under God, and it's not the land of hopelessness and helplessness and chaos. This is the land of the free. We need an attorney general. We need people who are going to stand up with values, stand up for this country. And that's what we're doing here in Virginia. Virginia will stand up for this country. We will fight for everything. We will not surrender, not one iota.
I love that. I haven't heard that before. This is not the United States of the Democrat Party. They want it to be, but it's people like Chuck Smith are going to stop them. Follow him on Twitter, Chuck4AG, and also on his webpage. Find out more. Support this proud American born on the 4th of July. Chuck Smith for AG.com. That's Chuck Smith, the number for AG.com. God bless you, Chuck. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. Next, the former commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So I told you guys, Mr. G and I traveled, not to the border, but to a county that's quite famous now in Arizona, where the sheriff is a man called Mark Lamb. And Sheriff Lamb invited us to look at what's happening in Pinal County, 60 miles of the border. And here we have a little photograph with the good sheriff, who's become pretty famous of late because of his outspoken nature. That's us in the middle of the desert. And it was shocking what Mr. G and I saw, the video we've taken that we're going to show on a special on Newsmax on my show, The Gorka Reality Check. Just one photograph here. We found dozens and dozens of these carpet shoes, shoes that are made to slip over the smugglers, the coyotes, and the trafficked individuals, so you can't see their footprints across the desert. Canisters, backpacks, camouflage gear, everywhere, 60 miles from the border. It was an eye-opener. I've never seen any of that on the mainstream media. Somebody who will verify the reality of all of that for us is, of course, former commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Service. He is a good friend of the show. He's with the Heritage Foundation today and FAIR, the immigration organization. Mark Morgan, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Thanks for having me.
So people have got to watch the show this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. You got to watch our Newsmax show. We're going to have all the evidence there. Please be my sanity check. You've served more than 30 years in the USG. You rose to the top of the CBP, Customs and Border Protection Agency. What we thought it was a setup. We just drove off the highway, walked for 20 feet, and there's evidence everywhere, Mark. This is 60 miles from the border. Can you verify that that's how bad it is?
It is. And first of all, Sebastian, I want to say thank you for taking the time to go on down there, because it's important. Because once you've been down there, you cannot deny and
fake your way out of the reality of the crisis on the southwest border. Look, I've been down there three times just in the past few weeks, and I see the same exact thing. Literally, within a couple of minutes of getting to the border, I start seeing the crisis right in front of my eyes. And this administration continues to lie to American people and try to tell them that they're not seeing what you and I have personally seen, Sebastian.
Talk to us about what's happened. This is 100 days in. Can you just give a snapshot of what you are seeing in open source information and in reporting from the few people who actually go down there, like Sarah Carter and others? And what are you hearing from your informal sources? Compare the situation today to what you've experienced in the last 30 years. Just how bad is it, Mark?
Well, let me give you a couple of statistics. So just April, you're going to hear the numbers in April, over 160,000. March, it was 170,000. The 2 months back-to-back, that trend is the highest we've seen in 15 years. Go back April of last year, 12 months, it was 17,000. In March, 33,000. Both of those months, that's over a 400% increase. The facts are we have tools like the Remain in Mexico policy gone. We have tools like Title 42 gone for unaccompanied minors. We had unprecedented historic agreements with the Central American countries gone. Catch and release was ended. It's back on now. But, Sebastian, I can keep going on and on. This president, Biden, he inherited one of the most secure borders we've seen in American history and had a network of tools, policies, and authorities that were working to secure the border and got rid of everything. And now he's trying to run. Try to, a lot of American people say it's not a crisis. And what's even more filled with hypocrisy, he's actually trying to blame the Trump administration for what they've undone and caused. It's absolutely absurd.
And what happens? One of the things, I mean, this is, he was very modest. He says, I'm just a county sheriff. I'm not on the border. But he said one thing to us that really, really jumped out. He said, it is incredibly important that what the China virus gave us in terms of the federal Title 42 health protection mandate, what happens if that gets rescinded by Biden?
You're going to take a crisis, Sebastian, and turn it into a catastrophic crisis overnight. Because what this administration did was they removed Title 42. By the way, while we're still in the middle of a global pandemic, when we're still trying to get to that herd immunity, they turned off Title 42 for unaccompanied minors, which we know the majority, 75%, are like 16 and 17 years old that can carry the virus. If that goes away for adults, what that means under the current policies is that every single unaccompanied minor outside of Mexico and every single family will now be facilitated into our country and released and given free plane tickets to anywhere in the United States. That's what that means.
It's about incentives, guys. If you want to understand human nature, it's about incentives. And we have an administration that has given the smugglers, the illegal immigrants, people who just want money, the incentive to break our laws and to come here in an estimated 2 million this year alone. We're talking to Mark Morgan of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Back with Mark momentarily. Cell phones. If you have a cell phone with one of the big cell phone companies, guess what? You're supporting the other side. They're not conservatives. They donate to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Join the good guys. Join Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company. And if you switch your number right now, you can get 50% off your first 2 months of service, plus a free Patriot starter kit. Also, you can join their Be a Patriot promotion, which entitles you to win a free phone and free cell phone coverage for life. Do it today. There's three ways to win. Donate to one of their conservative charities, switch your service to Patriot, or just send in your thoughts on what it means to be a patriot in America today. You can keep your old number. Make the switch today. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. You'll get the starter kit, the great discount, and your chance to win. Use promo code GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
If you're a loyal listener, you know I've been on the road a little bit. California last week, Arizona the week before, then Oregon for a family reunion. And you know what? I got 3 hours of sleep the night I got home. I was pretty, what would you say, Shad, yesterday? That was the high wire dance.
Yeah, loopy is the word.
Loopy, thank you, in a good way. But last night, I got my pillow. My Mike Lindell, my pillow. I got 8.5 hours sleep. Man, I felt good today. Do yourself a favor. Get the pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot. 51 million sold. They're that good. I use them. My whole team uses them. President Trump uses them. And because they're trying to destroy him on the left, the cancel culture fascists, Mike's giving you a special deal if you listen to America First. Go straight to his website. Use my name and get up to 66% off his great product, mypillow.com. Or 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. And we've even sent, I don't know if they've arrived, we've sent our guest, Commissioner Mark Morgan, a pair of my slippers. Have they arrived yet, Mark?
Sebastian, they have. And look, I wore them almost, I hate to admit, almost all day Saturday because I was in doing chores around the house. I had them on my feet all day. You said they're your best slippers, and you're absolutely right.
You don't need advertisements. You don't need live reads. You just need this man. Can you imagine the stress on his little tootsies after 30 years in uniform? Just the stress. And he just wears them around the house and he feels 22 years old again. Okay, Mark, let's get serious. Thank you. Did we rehearse that, Mark?
No, we didn't. And I tell you what, it's a fact, though. It's the truth. Had him on all day Saturday.
I was really worried because as I was doing that read, I thought, I don't know if the slippers have arrived. Do I ask him? Don't I ask him? I did ask him, and it worked. Okay, back to business. You mentioned something in the last segment that I think is... There's so many aspects of this story, you know, that are untold or not discussed enough. But for me, this is the one that should blow up across the whole of America. What we are witnessing, the 130,000, the 170,000, the 2 million in a year, this isn't just about where I was in Arizona. This isn't about Texas. Can you just explain? Because they've shown, there was one hit on Fox where they showed a photograph of a manila envelope with big Sharpie writing, United flight to Denver, then your flight to Massachusetts. This is how you say, I do not speak English, right? Written on the envelope, being given to these illegals. This isn't just a problem on the border, is it, Mark? This is America's problem.
Sebastian, you're absolutely right. Look, I just got back from McAllen, Texas last week. I was on a flight where we witnessed 14 illegal alien families board our plane with that same exact vanilla folder with destinations throughout the United States, plane tickets courtesy of United States taxpayers. Look, it's not just a Texas thing. It's not just a Southwest border thing. As you said, Sebastian, it is an American thing. That's why I say every town, city, state in this country is a border town, city, and state, because what happens at our Southwest border does not stay there. And it's much more than just the illegal aliens coming across. It's the drugs pouring in, killing 60,000 Americans in this country that you and I have talked about. I know you talk about a lot on your show. It's the gotaways. Look, this year alone, we're looking at 170,000 gotaways already this fiscal year that have gotten past the Border Patrol agents. They're now in every major metropolitan.
So when you say gotaway, those are the ones that have no interaction with the authorities and just make it through, and who knows where they are or how many there are.
That's right, Sebastian. Look, as the numbers of families and unaccompanied minors go up, that pulls resources off the line to provide them the humanitarian assistance that they need, leaving large areas of border unmonitored, unsecure. That's where those individuals are able to get past the Border Patrol. And let me tell you, they're not all upstanding citizens. You're looking at gang members, rapists, murderers, pedophiles. That's a fact.
Do you have an... It's hard to measure this. And we're talking to Mark Morgan with the Heritage Foundation, former commissioner for CBP in the Trump administration. Do you think that, forget about the mayors, forget about the local authorities, do you think the people in America know that this is happening in Idaho, in Massachusetts? Is there enough knowledge that what the Biden administration is doing to their communities, Mark?
No, I don't think so, Sebastian. I think this is a good question. This one reason why I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. It's one reason why I'm out here and other Patriots like Tom Holman are still trying to get the message out there, because the reality is what this administration is doing is actually complicated. Now the results are not complicated, but what they're doing is complicated, and they're hiding a lot of what they're doing from the American people. And Sebastian, quite frankly, they're blatantly lying to the American people. Like when they say that the numbers we're seeing are seasonal, or they have things under control right now with UACs, it's all a lie. But that's what the American people are hearing from the mainstream media specifically.
So what more do we need to do? You, your colleagues at Heritage, Tom Homan, have been amazing. What is there a missing part of the puzzle in terms of getting the requisite amount of pressure on the administration to actually stand up to the plate? What's the special sauce that's missing, Mark?
Look, we need Republicans to stand up. 2022 matters, and also the states matter. The states right now, as the federal governments continue to do what I believe are unconstitutional actions with regard to safeguarding our borders, I think the president is absolutely...
Oh, we lost him there for a second. We need Republicans to step up to the plate.
States to stand up.
All right, we lost you there for a second. So you mentioned the president. So the states need to put pressure on the administration. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Absolutely, Sebastian. Look, the states are our last line of defense. The state of Texas has been leading the way, but we need these states to stand up, go to court, and sue this administration for their unconstitutional and unlawful policies that are endangering our national economic security.
And right now, everything we're seeing coming outside of this White House is making it worse, not better, correct?
It's not only making it worse, but what I would say, I go a step further, because it's a cover-up as well. Like, for example, they tried to say with the unaccompanied minors, Sebastian, that because now they've moved thousands from one facility, the Border Patrol facility, to HHS facility, now they're saying that it's under control.
Yeah.
It's just a lie. It's absurd, but that's what they're trying to get the American people to believe.
It's a shell game, it's a con game, but above all else, it isn't a crisis, it's a catastrophe. Follow this man's work and his amazing colleagues, Jim Carafano and the rest of them at the Heritage Foundation. Join today, heritage.org. God bless you, Mark, for speaking the truth every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
It's a conundrum wrapped in enigma. Wrapped in, what did Churchill say about Russia? Enigma, mystery, wrapped in a conundrum. Something like that. Anyway, this one is even worse than that. Why? Because it's happening in our country, guys. Explain it to me. How are Americans not fuming? How are we not out on the streets screaming, yelling to have the sovereignty of our nation back? Not because of what's happening on the southern border. That I guess you could be arrogant and say, well, that's Texas's problem. We don't care about that. That's Arizona's problem. Hang on a second. Are you not aware of what the Biden administration is doing with illegal aliens to the tune of thousands every single day? You heard Mark say they were on his plane, his commercial flight. 15 families with the big manila envelopes, with the plane tickets paid for by... who paid for their plane tickets? You did, America. You pay for their plane tickets, for their hotel rooms, for their subsidies. And they're being shipped across the nation. There is no state bar Alaska and maybe Hawaii. I don't even... Maybe they're shipping them out to Hawaii as well. That has been spared. Why are you not angry? Why are you not outside the government buildings? Why are you not outside the town hall, the county supervisor saying, no, not here, not in my state, not in my town, not in my village? Illegal aliens shipped across America without your permission, without your agreeing to it, and without your saying, yes, use my money to buy their plane tickets, use my money to pay for their hotel rooms. Look at what happened yesterday. That incredible video from Arizona. where the local parents had enough. When the local school board said, nope, sorry, if the kids are allowed back to school, they're going to have to wear masks for 8 hours a day. And said, no, you're not doing it. They exerted so much pressure. The whole stinking school board resigned. And what happened? Outside, the parents said, okay, Robert's rules, we're now electing the new board. And they nominated somebody, a parent, somebody seconded it, and then they voted in approval. Well, guess what? It might be a little bit more instant than your school board. Yes, that's more important on the long term, but the safety of your communities. Take back America. Send a message to every politician in your municipality, in your town, in your village. No. If you do this, we're going to recall you like Gavin. If you do this, we're going to run real Americans against you, and we're going to crush your career. Come on, guys. Step up to the plate. It's about all of us. It's not about just you. It's about our children, our grandchildren, and the future. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.